بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جز الشوارب وأرخ اللحاء خالف المجوس. This is an authentic narration of Muslim Sharif as well, continuing on the position of the beard in Islam, where Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, trim the mustaches, that is till the point where the skin beneath is visible. Trim the mustaches till the point where the skin beneath is visible, and lengthen the beards, oppose the way of the fire worshippers. Next hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أحفو الشوارب وأعفو اللحاء ولا تشبهوا باليهود. Remove the mustaches completely and lengthen the beards, and do not resemble the Jews. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إن أهل الشرك يعفون شواربهم ويحفون لحاهم فخالفهم فعفوا اللحاء وحفوا الشوارب. Indeed, the people of shirk lengthen their mustaches and remove their beards, so oppose them, therefore lengthen the beards and remove the mustaches. Hadith 5, which is the last hadith for today, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إن فطرة الإسلام الغسل يوم الجمعة والاستنان وأخذ الشارب ويفع اللحاء فإن المجوس تعفي شواربها وتحفي لحاها فخالفوهم خذوا شواربكم وعفوا لحاكم. Indeed, from the pure natural way of Islam is to bathe on the day of Jumu'ah, to cleanse the mouth with the miswak, to shorten the mustache, and to lengthen the beard. For indeed, the fire worshippers lengthen their mustaches and remove their beards. So oppose them. Shorten your mustaches and lengthen your beards. Shorten your mustaches and lengthen your beards. Significant to note that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned right at the beginning, indeed, from the pure natural way of Islam are these following things. So if we want to follow the pure and natural way of Islam, then we will have to adopt these teachings of Islam. Allah Ta'ala give us